You need a new pair of shoes, maybe a whole closet full of shoes? Dogs is the place to go. D-A-W-G-S. That's how you spell it. And they've got all the shoes for men, kids, women, whatever you need. Flip-flops, golf shoes, clogs, boots, sandals. It is sandal and slipper season, isn't it? Well, they've got a whole bunch of that at Dogs. And they have clothing as well. Shoes are great from recognized quality brands, trusted brands like Mossy Oak, Firestone, Cayman, Loudmouth, a whole lot more. Visit the sponsors page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Dogs button. You'll save 40% off your first purchase when you use the offer code that's shown on that page. 40%. I'm not going to tell you what the offer code is. You have to go look at it. Go to philhewlettandfriends.com, click on sponsors. You'll see it, and you can fetch yourself a good deal. Look for Dogs, D-A-W-G-S, Dogs, a foot's best friend. It's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex. Joining us now, soaking wet in flippers and a neoprene wetsuit, not to mention his fashionable goggles, is a man who will swim across oceans to meet and interview his favorite movie stars, KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer Manny the Movie Guy.
That's right. I wish that Dory and Nemo are here with us right now, and we have an ocean because it's freaking hot in the desert.
No.
It's supposed to be 120 on Monday.
Oh, but it's a dry heat.
It's dry heat. But you know what? Turn on your oven at 120, then stick your hand in it.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that's how it's going to feel.
Yeah, okay. Oh. I'll remember to do that. All right, so you mentioned Dory and Nemo and all of that. Oh, gosh, finding Dory, that's going to be huge, isn't it?
It will be huge, and it will delight, you know, kids and some parents maybe, because let me begin by saying, Finding Nemo wasn't the top of my list, so I'm very, very, very disappointed to tell you that Finding Dory is not as good as the original. Now, don't get me wrong, though, the sequel is still good, but this one has been dumbed down for the little one.
No.
Yeah, but yet we cannot discount the film's important message, the acceptance of people with disabilities, because at the center of it all is Ellen DeGeneres, the former sidekick in Finding Nemo. She returns as Dory, and she suffers from short-term memory loss.
Yeah.
So, but here's a big problem. How can she find her long-lost parents when she can't even remember what she did 2 minutes ago?
Yeah.
But you know what, though? That's right. This one is a similar tale as that of Finding Nemo. But now it's Dory's turn to find her family and in the end find herself. But see, it's a bit cliched, isn't it?
How long do fish live anyway?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
I mean, is it possible Dory's parents are even alive anymore? I mean,
I was thinking about that. Exactly. I'm like, huh? Because it's been years, according to the movie.
Oh, well, see? they're part of the ocean floor now.
Right. Right. They're corals by now.
They're coral. They're nutrients.
You know, but though I had such high hopes for the sequel, I mean, this is from writer-director Andrew Stanton, who gave us some of the best Pixar movies, like the original Finding Nemo and Wall-E. And this is from the same company who gave us the wonderfully original Inside Out last year. But alas, Finding Dory seems more like a production created for purely economic reasons. I mean, you know, they just really want your money.
Now, can I ask you something, Manny? Is Wall-E one of the best Pixar movies?
Yes, it's on top.
Really?
I created a top 10 best Pixar films probably about 5-6 years ago, before Inside Out came out. But back then, it was Finding Nemo was my first, Wall-E was the second, and Up the third.
Wow. Is that debatable? Because I run into a lot of people who say, oh, what was up with, it's like one of these things is not like the other kind of deal with Wall-E.
Yeah, but here's what I love about them. I mean, and Inside Out will be up there now, too. I mean, those movies that I mentioned, Finding Nemo, Inside Out, or Up, or Wall-E, I mean, they all did something different that hasn't been done before in the world of animation. You know, for instance, Wall-E, the first half of that is pretty much a silent film.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's amazing, and they were able to say so much, so, you know, tell a bigger story without even uttering a single word.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I love that.
I follow you with that.
Of course, Up, you know, there's like this 15-minute montage that just made everyone cry.
Up is spectacular. It's at least one of my girls' favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. I mean, I love animated films. That's why, and I have such high hopes. It's Pixar. It's Disney.
Yeah. Now, this other movie that's out this weekend looks really funny, and Hollywood may have stumbled upon the best buddy couple ever. At least that's the way the feeling you get when you see the promotion for Central Intelligence.
The trailer, Exactly. You know, we all could sense that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a funny, funny guy. And guess what? Beneath that hulking physique, there's a sweet, tender, and hilarious actor itching to come out. So thank the cinematic gods for Central Intelligence. It's an action comedy that's worth every single laughter. Johnson, the main premise is Johnson is Bob Stone. He's a one-time bullied geek who became a powerful CIA agent, but he also loves unicorns. John Hughes' 16 candles. But he's coming home for his high school reunion, so when he gets caught up in a conspiracy, he enlists the former big man on campus, Calvin, to help him. Calvin is of course, played by the equally hilarious Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
This one's a buddy comedy that actually works. It's funny. And it, both Johnson and Hart, they have an affecting chemistry that will make you laugh and kind of tear up just a little bit as well. You know, the film is not perfect. Obviously, there's some cliched anti-bullying message, and the conspiracy plot really doesn't work. But the miraculous thing is the two, especially Johnson, make this film all worthwhile. I enjoyed it. There's a lot of cameos in this film, namely, you know, Jason Bateman, Breaking Bad's Aaron Paul, even Melissa McCarthy joins the party.
Mm.
But cameos or not, this is Johnson and Hart's show, and they deliver.
So the plot is just kind of along for the ride with the character and the interaction between the two.
Right, but it's really, really funny the way they, you know what, one of my favorite scenes, and it's in the trailer as well, is when Dwayne The Rock Johnson was lip-syncing to En Vogue's Never Gonna Get It. And he was naked. He was wearing this big, giant, fat suit. He was naked and gets thrown into the basketball court.
Oh.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
And that scarred him for life in the movie.
Right.
Who wouldn't be?
Of course not. Well, and now look at him. Man.
Right.
Talk about a turnaround. Well, that's exciting. Two choices this weekend. If I were to choose between the two, I think I'd probably choose Central Intelligence. That sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah, and but you know what, family? You know, let me tell you, I bet you this Finding Dory will make more than $100 million this weekend. And Central Intelligence, probably about $30 million, which is a great thing for an action comedy.
You're going to get an interview with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah, we're doing some Palm Springs special next week about that.
Ooh.
And speaking of which, by the way, I mean, you know, another one that I'm very happy about, we have the Palm Springs Short Film Festival coming out this Tuesday. And if you guys want to come over and experience the heat that only the Valley can provide, come on down.
All right. With his hand in the oven, his other hand on the playbill.
Thank.
Yeah. It's Manny the Movie Guy. Visit his website, MannyTheMovieGuy.com, and anything new we'll see on there, interviews, anything like that?
I have the Now You See Me 2 there yet. I haven't posted yet.
Oh,
yet. But
okay.
They will be there.
All right. And Mom's okay? Everything's good?
Yes, you'll see me as Dory, though.
You're dressed up as Dory?
Yes.
Man.
You know, if it can't be Ellen DeGeneres, at least I can be her on Photoshop, at least.
Holy cow. All right, Manny, thank you again. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah, have fun at the movies.
Happy Father's Day to every dad out there.
Thank you so much. All right, there he goes, Manny the Movie Guy.
Well, he's great.
Yeah, isn't he?
Love, yes. Manny.
All right, we're just about to wind down the show and get into our final segment. We have a handful of stories that we need to knock off. Like, oh, my God. Did you hear what happened yesterday?
Well,
Skylar's going to tell you about that. Skylar, you don't even know what I'm talking about, but you're going to tell us about it
in
just a moment. But it's a good thing that we've had we've been educated to the point that we have now, and we have a great career. I'm sorry, you lost your job. Well, it's not going to be great finding another one because companies move on. They don't want to hire the older bunch of us who bring a lot of experience to the table. But then again, we're going to expect certain things in a contract, and the young guys will work for half the price that we would expect. So now we got to reinvent ourselves, and Shaw Academy is standing there online waiting to help you. In fact, they're waiting to help you with tuition with up to 98% discount, because you're listening to my voice. See, we have a thing, Shaw Academy and this program. Shaw Academy conducts live, fully interactive lessons all over the world on the internet, catering to all time zones and local markets. And recordings of these live sessions are available 24/7. Every kind of job you can think of. Either you want to continue to work for the man or work for yourself, become your own little consultant or expert in so many different fields. I want you to check them out and sign up for as little as $13. Look for the Shaw Academy button on the sponsor page of our website. Click on it and get ready to start learning today with Shaw Academy. Now, Skylar,
yes,
you had no idea what I was talking about, but for people that don't know the song Love by the Dashboard Light, they probably watched, what was the that reality TV show that Trump had on TV for a while when he said, you're fired?
Oh, yeah.
The Apprentice.
Fired.
Celebrity Apprentice, right?
Yes, yes.
And one of the greatest seasons was the season when Gary Busey and Meatloaf were on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw a couple episodes.
I remember that, yeah.
It's just an amazing season on that show, perhaps. And if you've never seen it, you need to go back and just get the entire season when those two guys were on, because it was just ridiculously hilarious. And Meatloaf almost killed somebody. Did he almost kill Gary Busey? I think he did, yeah.
He wanted to.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's got high blood pressure or what, but Meatloaf's definitely a talented guy. We know that for sure. And he was playing a concert yesterday, wasn't he, Skylar?
He was, and as he was singing that hit, you know, I would do anything for love,
yeah.
He stopped, and he slowly, he put the mic stand on the ground, and then he collapsed
on the
stage, yeah, during a concert in Canada, Edmonton.
He'd do anything for love, but he won't do that.
Yeah, but he won't do that. Yeah. He won't finish the song.
No.
Apparently, yeah, post on his Facebook page said that he collapsed due to severe dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was hospitalized, and they performed, you know, routine tests, and additional tests are being performed on him. But he is described as responsive and recovering well, and he's stable and in good condition. But you know how we were talking earlier about David Bowie's name being Davy Jones?
Yeah.
Did you know Meatloaf? Do you know Meatloaf's real name?
It's not Meatloaf.
No.
It's Meatballs and Spaghetti.
Very close, Dale. Very close. It's Marvin Lee Aday. Marvin Lee Aday.
Marvin Lee Aday.
Marvin Lee Aday. Marvin Lee Aday. Marvin Lee Aday.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know if they're going to reschedule those dates, but you know he's 68 now, so.
Wow.
So yeah, hey, he's only a little older than me.
Well, a little.
Well, you know, like 10, 11 years older than me. But okay. Still. He's out there rocking.
He is.
I'm sitting in a chair. He's out there on stage sweating.
He's a bat out of hell. What are you talking about?
Look at you. Know your stuff. Once upon a time, it was taboo to move back in with your parents when you're an adult.
Right.
That taboo is gone now. It seems like just about everyone does it. So now the question is, how old can you get before it gets weird?
Before it gets weird?
Yeah. How old can you be still living with your parents before it gets weird?
I would say probably today. I think it's later than what we think. I'd probably say mid-40s.
Mid-40s?
I'm telling you. No, I'm serious.
Holy crap. Mid-40s?
I knew a guy who was in his 50s, late 50s.
We did a background check on you before we had you on the show.
Are you still living
There's more people. No, I'm not. There's more people living at home now than ever before that are older.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
what do you think, Skylar? Are you on board with that?
I was thinking more like 28, maybe 30.
All right, so you're on both sides of the spectrum. A new survey asked people around the world when it stops being, quote, socially acceptable to live with your parents, and the consensus is 32.
Okay.
Now you know. All right. I have in my hand now 5 new facts on the stuff we do in public bathrooms.
Oh, geez.
Oh, gosh.
Do we want to know? Yeah. Do we really want to know this?
Yeah. We do. If you don't, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Pee Wee Herman. Oh, go ahead.
No. Oh. let's see. We hate touching things in public bathrooms so much that a lot of people use their foot to flush the toilet.
That's true.
Hold a paper towel when they turn on the faucet and open the door with their hip. Yeah.
Or elbow.
Oh, Mike Stark's hand is up. He does all of that.
No, yeah.
All right. 80% of us see people leave the bathroom all the time without washing their hands.
That's disgusting.
And it usually happens in a restaurant with a guy that came from the kitchen, right?
Oh, like that scene in Seinfeld?
Oh, God. Yeah. I remember that. Men are more likely than women to admit sometimes they don't wash their hands. Well, you know what it's getting to? It's like they have those flushless, waterless, no-touch latrines, urinals yeah. against the wall.
Yeah.
And guys are thinking, hey, you know what? My junk's clean.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. I'm not going to shake your hand.
Just got to get into the brain of a guy here a little bit. But there's always an excuse. People who say they don't always wash their hands blame it on the soap or paper towels running out or the sink's not working or the sink's looking too dirty to use.
Or they just have hand sanitizer that they're going to
Yeah. And use. Finally, 6% of people take photos while they're sitting on the toilet in a public bathroom.
That's so
Wait, take
great.
Photos?
6%. Take photos while they're sitting on the toilet.
Goodness.
Don't you?
What is there to take pictures of?
Hey, check out my shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, are you in a stall? No. How'd you guess?
Yeah, all right. Now, Father's Day weekend, I have 5 stats about Father's Day gifts. 67% of people will buy a Father's Day gift for somebody in their life. And after fathers and husbands, the most popular people we buy Father's Day's, Day gifts for are brothers, sons, grandfathers, stepfathers, and uncles. 59% of us usually buy a present for our dad. 59%, usually. And we spend $72 on average on dad. $72. You hear that, girls? 76% of married women buy their husbands something for Father's Day, and they spend an average of $77, which puts more pressure on husbands to buy stuff of more value on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
49% of us say it is important to give their dad something thoughtful or sentimental, while 32% would like to make their dad's life easier by finding him a practical gift. Well, you know what guys like? Guys like toys and tools.
Right.
Right? We like toys, you know. And stuff that you know, either runs on battery power or maybe solar power, maybe something that just, whoa, that's cool. Let's try it out and break it. Or a tool of some sort. As opposed to women, you know, guys like stuff you could plug in and,
right.
and drill,
gadgets and,
drill holes yeah. with it. And the 10 most common Father's Day gifts are special outing, like a dinner at a restaurant or a round of golf, clothes, gift cards, electronics, books and music, grooming products, sporting goods, home improvement supplies or tools, and car accessories. So, see, there you go. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact on our website. You can fill out a form. It'll go right to us. We'll read it, and we'll get back to you. We're on Twitter, at Faf Show, facebook.com/Phil Hewlett and Friends. And you can also look for that little blue tab on the website, and you can leave us a voicemail. And it's free. We don't even ask for your email address. Well, we ask, but you don't have to put it in. You can still talk to us, and we'll listen to it. Our executive producer is Mike Stark. Thanks to him and our producer, Brooke Peterson. Our production assistant is a guy that we used to know. Ryan Hayden is his name. For Dale and for Skyler, I'm Phil. Talk to you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports a Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.